Hey, this is Sully FT.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today we're going to talk about a very important topic. The topic is how to help your customers through change.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Yeah, I think any kind of change is what we're referring to. It could be a pricing change, could be a branding logo change, could be a UI UX change. It's something that, you know, when you're building a product, you tend to do, right? Tend to make changes.
Yeah.
And some of them you might think are more severe than others in terms of the impact on the customer. So I'm going to throw the first thing out on this one and just say, you know, before you make the change, when you're thinking about making the change, I would think first, is this good for the customer or not? Because that totally would change the way I would communicate it.
Well, this is something that's been a recurring theme on our episodes, which is like, ask yourself, put yourself in the shoes of your customers and prospects and ask yourself, does this make sense? You know, what questions do they have? And is this good for me or not? Which is a tough perspective to take because most companies, the way they think about things is very much from their own perspective, right? Which is the easiest one to have, which goes, we need more growth. What could be an issue with our current growth? Oh, well, our branding sucks. Let's just have a totally new name and new website, and that's going to help us with growth. So they just change everything. And then, ta-da, we're going to announce with some kind of a PR blog post, we have a new name now. We're awesome. And we're never going to ask ourselves the question, what about our existing customers? How will this make sense to them? Will this confuse any of them? What if they type in our old URL and they pop up in a new one? Like, how do we communicate this with the grander world? And what do they need? How do they feel? Is this really good for them or not? Most companies will just never ask that question, that fundamental question that really changes everything that comes after that.
They won't. They really won't. And so, yeah, go ahead.
I was just about to say, if you get into the habit of doing it, that's going to be a massive competitive advantage because your competitors, more likely than not, are not thinking about their customers as obsessively as they should or could. So if you do it, you'll win. Now, well, there's some easy examples, right? Let's just say I lower my price. I want to challenge this, right? So there might be an example where people think this is obviously good for my customers, but let's challenge that a little bit, right? And then let's go to the obvious bad ones for your customer. So let's say we decided, Heaton, to lower our prices. That seems like a good idea. Good news, right? Shouldn't that be just naturally something all our customers will like and be excited about? So we send an email and we go, ta-da, you know, you're all welcome. New prices are lowered. So now be excited about it. And then let's say that some customers don't like that, you know, and get upset about that. What could be potentially a reason? I'll throw one out and I'll see what you can throw out. And then let's think about how to communicate even something you think is bulletproof positive news. But change is always tough, right? So number one, you have to ask yourself, people bought your current product at your, you know, old prices. So, and the pricing is really part of branding, not just, you know, the cost that they might have bought it because of the variety of reasons at that price. Maybe they just saw the value and if they can get it for a little bit less, they'll be happy. But maybe your sales rep or your marketing team did a really fantastic job on hard selling them on why it's more expensive or why it's priced exactly this way and why this makes perfect sense for the company to be profitable and why the value it provides is so much higher. So if you get some pushback from me that the price is too high and then you really sold me that the price is perfect, if then 2 months later you tell me you're lowering the price, now I'm confused, right? So I might be like, wait a second. I had like 10 conversations with the sales rep, gave me all these reasons, convinced me to change my mind. And now 2 months later, it seems like I was right. This sucks. Why didn't I get the better price 2 months ago? Did they already know and just lie to me? Like, you might think that this is an unreasonable way of thinking, but I guarantee you some customers will think this way. Or even worst case is the customer bought exactly because your product was more expensive than some competitor, right? Maybe they were in a position where they felt they needed to buy a more stable solution. They looked at the market and your competitors and they felt like these products are too cheap. So they chose your product because they felt, oh, finally a company that has kind of adult professional prices. Higher prices probably means better company, more professional company, more stable company. So they bought because they felt better about buying a more expensive solution. So now you're lowering the solution and that shakes up their confidence. They're like, well, Is this still the right tool for us? Maybe this company is focused on smaller customers and clients. You'd be surprised. Even lowering the prices will create friction with your existing customers. They're not going to all just love it, totally get it, and sing your praises.
Oh, yeah. So in a way, that situation, they got used to the higher price.
Yep.
For whatever reason, right? So the reason I'll give is a little simpler, which is like, you know, the reaction could be, oh, are you going out of business? Will you go out of business you do this?
Yep.
Right? Because if I really value your service and I'm paying a certain price and I feel like I'm paying a fair price and then you're lowering it, I might think something's wrong.
Yeah. Are you guys in trouble?
Because you're doing something that's not good for you.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, you know, when you want to explain a change, you have to think through, why are we doing the change? And honestly, what's in it for the customer? And what I like to do about change, and this is way too crazy sometimes, but it's totally worth it, is I actually would write down like a FAQ, not for the customer yet, but an FAQ or like hypothetical questions that I think a customer might ask, and I make sure I have answers. In doing that, you can discover what the exact story and framing and messaging can be.
Mm.
So what are customers going to ask you if you tell them you're going to do this in the most basic, straightforward way possible? So if you just had a subject line to use, and off of that subject line, you come up with questions, what would it be? So in this case, it would be like, we're lowering our prices for you, or your price, the cost of our service is lower from now on, right? Or something like that. What's the subject? So what's the title? And then from there, think through what kind of questions the customer might have and write down all the questions and then answer them. And then usually you'll be able to find your story in there. And this goes for like UX changes, pricing changes, personnel changes. Like it can go for any kind of change because what you're then doing, it's like your hack, right? It's like your way of getting in the customer's head. You might be wrong about the questions, but that doesn't matter. And by answering the questions, you'll find the story, you'll find the benefit for the customer and the way to frame it for them instead of framing it for you. I see so much of this. Like today I got an email from a company and they have like, I think 4 or 5 different changes that they mention, like in their product. It's all positive stuff. But you know how they start in the beginning? We're growing really fast. Here's 5 open roles.
Interesting.
Check out all, and then it's like, check out all the cool stuff we did. You'll love it. I respect the company. They are growing fast, but I'm not really sure how I feel about that email. And that's a positive change. I should be super happy that you made these like feature changes, right? Like you should, I should be excited. Instead, you're telling me how you're growing so fast and these are 5 open roles in your company. And then you're telling me all the things you've done for me. What do I care about your growing fast or your 5 open roles? What's in it for me? Nothing. And then you tell me about your changes. And yeah, you know, to their credit, they did talk about how they're growing fast and they're, you know, improving the product, but that was like, very little. And then they decided to tell me all their open roles. I don't know how I feel, right? And so to me, it's like, you didn't answer any of the questions for me that you would have if you had this question thing. And none of the questions would have been, oh, can I work there? Or, oh, how many open roles do you have? Or, oh, are you growing fast? You know, the changes you made should imply the benefit that I have from you. It should tell me exactly what I'm getting from you. You know, and if you want to do a PS at the end and say, hey, we're growing really fast, we have a bunch of open roles, you know, I bet they would have got more play on what they wanted if they did it like that.
I love it. All right. Such good advice. This is such an important topic, but I want to maybe kind of fire through a few more quick questions to give a few tips before we wrap up the episode, right? So we already, I think, touched on 3 core things. Number one, if you change anything, change is hard. So when you change things, no matter if they're good or they're bad, if you change anything that impacts your customers or prospects, it's probably going to create some friction. So you have to anticipate that and put yourself in the shoes of your customers or prospects and address that. I love the FAQ kind of tool as a way for you to try to emphasize and ask yourself what kind of concerns and questions will people have and try to address them. I mean, obviously people could, you know, once they've done that, they could reach out to a handful of customers or prospects and talk through some of these changes to see what kind of reaction or instant responses or questions they'll have if they have like one-on-one conversations with some of them. But there's 2 more things that I want to quickly touch on or ask to touch on. One is this question that I've heard, which is like, is it better to group all changes at once, or is it better to like spread them out over time, right? So let's say a company wants to change their price, change their brand, and change their UI, UX of their product. You know, should they do all three big changes at once? Is that better for the customers and better for, you know, the company? Or should they spread them out? So they first announce a price change, then a few months later they announce the new brand, then a few months later they introduce the new UI, UX, right? Change is hard, so should you bundle it so people have to go through all of the change at once, or should you spread it? I'm just curious to hear your opinion on this.
Well, what's the most important change? And what's the one that the customer is going to be most happy about? You know,
interesting.
You know, yeah. That's the way I look at this. Like, when you have multiple changes and you're debating what to do and how to announce them, I think that, that's what comes to mind. Like, what's in it for them? I think the thing that people keep thinking about is they think about themselves and they're thinking about, we did all this awesome stuff. Wait, hold on. One, is it awesome to your customer? Are they going to think it's awesome? And then two, like, why do they care? Even if it is awesome to them. And our emphasis is so much on the stuff we're doing. I mean, this is like one big problem with companies in general in terms of how they think about their customer. It's even more important than ever because there's so many companies out there that, you know, customers are using, like that people in general are using. And they're like thinking so much like we're inside our companies. You know, we know how everything that's happening. It's so hard to have an outside perspective and think about the people on the outside because our customers are on the outside of our company. They are working with our company. They are using the products we build, hopefully. You know, they're talking to our customer support, talking to sales, but they're outside our company. And so this idea that, you know, we have a bunch of stuff we want to share. How do we, you know, decide? It's like, well, what's going to make the customer feel like you're awesome to them, right? Not you're awesome to yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's my reaction, right?
Sweet. I love it. I think that there's a ton of good stuff in here. Just remember, change is hard for people. So when you change things, even if you think they're awesome, think about your customers and prospects first. Make sure you communicate well to them. Make sure that they understand what's going on and they feel good about it. Don't just announce these changes to the world expecting everybody will always love everything you do and intrinsically immediately understand why you're doing this and how it benefits them, right? So I think we all can do a better job in helping our customers through change. All right, that's it for us for this episode.
See ya.